This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A commander from Kitab Hezbollah, an Iran-backed armed group in Iraq the Pentagon has blamed for attacking its troops, was killed in a U.S. strike on Wednesday, the U.S. military said, adding there were no indications of civilian casualties. Two security sources speaking on condition of anonymity said the commander was killed in a drone strike on a vehicle in eastern Baghdad. Republican Party U.S. senators on Wednesday defeated a lengthy bipartisan effort to bolster border security, but said they could still approve aid for Ukraine and Israel that had been tied up in the deal. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
A $118 billion bipartisan package to bolster border security was officially blocked by Senate Republicans on Wednesday. For months, Republicans have insisted that any additional aid to the two U.S. allies must also address the high numbers of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, a top voter concern. But many Republicans promptly rejected the package when it was released on Sunday, even though it contained many of their priorities. Only four of the Senate's 49 Republicans voted for the bill Wednesday. Former President Donald Trump has pressured Republican lawmakers to reject any compromise as he campaigns to defeat Democratic President Joe Biden in the November election.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday rejected a proposal for a Gaza war truce by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, saying victory was within reach and only total defeat of the movement that rules the blockaded strip would ensure Israel's security. The Israeli premier was speaking a day after Hamas said it had delivered its response to a proposed ceasefire deal for Gaza drawn up by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs. This is